So Australia is a country based on immigration, starting with the convicts who arrived from Britain in the late 18th century. Along with the convicts, of course, came administrators from Britain and their families. And then, of course, over time, more and more people came. In the 19th century and the first half of the 20th century, it was exclusively Anglo-Saxon immigrants. There were some Chinese who came in the 19th century, but very few. After a while, however, as the country started to grow, there was a need for more and more people to come. So gradually the Australian government began to implement policies to attract migrants to Australia and to open immigration to people from other places. After the Second World War, in particular, there was a real push to get or to attract migrants from southern European countries like Italy and Greece and Romania. And then a bit later, also people from Southeast Asia. Whilst immigration was open to people from other countries, immigration was still heavily regulated, and there were still people who wanted to keep Australia as white as possible, so to speak. So various policies were instituted to regulate the flow of immigrants, especially people from Southeast Asia. For example, if you go to the Immigration Museum in Adelaide, you can see evidence of this. You can see, for example, that there was a dictation test given to Korean people in Gaelic. The test, of course, was designed to discourage people from coming because they would have absolutely no chance of passing that test.